Next case.
This is case number 12,530. Jason and Jennifer Sutton seek variances from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure, sections 115.42, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Bluebell Drive within the Swan Key subdivision. The 911 address is 37057 Bluebell Drive, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 533, map 12.16 and parcel 171. The applicants request a 4-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback for a proposed shed. There are 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns.
Is the applicant present?
Yes, sir.
Please come forward and be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. Can you state your name or address for the record?
Jason Sutton, 37057 Bluebell Drive.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good afternoon. Good evening. I'm requesting a variance in reference to a shed on the property. Your photo depicts a shed that was there. I had the bulkhead replaced, and I had to remove the existing shed and the concrete foundation. It was a metal shed. It was rusting. It had nails for the roof that were a hazard to anybody that went into it. So I had to have that removed, and hence I'm asking for a variance for the new shed be placed in the same location as that shed. For the uniqueness of the property, the lot's 50 feet wide by 100 feet long. The home on the lot is approximately 28 feet wide, 56 feet long. The rear property line is located 10 feet inside the canal. We actually, if somebody wanted to put a lift, you actually have 10 feet into the canal for the property line. Due to the size and shape of the properties in this development, it is common for homes to have sheds that are on the side of the home, which require variance due to the 5 feet setback for the side property line, with the property being only 50 feet wide. Cannot otherwise be developed due to the narrow nature of the property and the rear property line being located 10 feet into the canal. There's no other possible way to place a shed on the property without requiring a variance due to the required property line and setbacks. I did not create this as a difficulty. The development was built back in the 1980s. Each property was designated then. The applicant, I purchased this property in 2018 with the pre-existing shed in the same location that I'm requesting variance for the new shed to be placed. The old shed was becoming deteriorated and was a hazard. The new shed would be to replace the pre-existing shed and would be new and structurally sound and safe. This will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variance would not change or alter the essential character of the neighborhood, as the variance would only allow for a new shed to be placed in the same location as the pre-existing shed on the property. This shed would be similar in size and shape and style of placement of shed on the adjoining property, with the same variance that was requested for the 1 foot. This shed will also be similar to the other sheds in placement throughout the community. There's 606 lots within this community, all between 40 and 50 feet wide and 90 to 100 feet long, with canals to the rear. The minimum variance, the location of the shed would be placed to the rear yard at a point in the property to represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief. The shed location would allow for the ability for persons to freely access the rear yard from the side yard, and both directions, to come from the rear and access the rear. Need for the shed is basically for supplies, gasoline, stuff like that that I can't keep in the home or under the home due to the water being right there. The tide does come in and sometimes does rise, so I want to keep those things to where it wouldn't be harm the watershed. And that's all I have.
Question for you. You said you had it re-bulkheaded?
Yes, sir.
Did that further bring in the property line, or did you pretty much came straight back where it was?
Pretty much was exactly where it was.
Was that because it was flooding or eroding or anything?
It was deteriorated, and the land was actually going through the old bulkhead. So I had to I had that replaced as soon as I purchased the property.
Shed, is it built where the shed will be proposed? Is it built up so the water
can't get to it? Yes, sir. It is going to be on blocks. So the water would not be able to get into the shed. All hopes.
Okay. Spoken to your neighbor to the closest to the shed?
Yes, sir. If you see where the shed is now, that is where it was, this is an older photo. That is the old shed that was removed where the arrow is. There is a shed directly next to that. My proposed shed is actually a little bit smaller in length, but same width. It's 10 feet wide is what I was requesting by 14. His is 10 by 16, but identical sheds. And yes, we get along, and that he actually was one that advised me to how to do this. And he does not oppose.
Questions from the board?
So you had two sheds there at one time?
No, sir. I had one shed. My neighbor has a shed right next to it on his on the property line. I removed the metal shed that is shown there. So there's I'm looking to replace that old shed. I only have one shed.
Okay, the concrete pad, is that for a shed was sitting on that or not sitting
yes,
on that?
Yes, sir. The metal shed was sitting on the concrete pad, which when I had the bulkhead replaced, I had the concrete pad removed.
Okay, so you're not putting it in the same place then?
The shed would go in the same place, but it would be on a blocks.
Okay.
Concrete blocks.
Okay. Well, you were farther away from the line, right? With the other shed?
Yes, sir. I will actually be a little bit further than what the old shed was, only by a few inches, but I would be mirroring my neighbor's shed. His is actually about 8 inches
okay.
from the property line. I would be a foot and a half.
Sir, is there any homeowners association approval required?
No, sir.
Is no. it? You have a single story or?
I have a single story, yes, sir.
Okay. Very good.
Further questions? Mr. Sharp?
Do you look at a smaller shed?
I'm sorry?
Do you ever look at a smaller shed?
I did. I was trying to mirror the image of my neighbor's shed to make sure things would look copacetic together.
Did you look at pulling it further off the property line?
If I were to do a longer shed or have it any further from the property line, the way the corner of the home is, there would be no way to get past. They would almost be touching with the corner of the home.
Did you look at turning it?
So to turn it, there's a sunroom that was on the home. So to turn it, it would not fit with it. It would have butt against the sunroom and the steps.
Do you know if there are any complaints about the location of the prior shed?
No, no complaints.
And did you place the house on there, or was that there when you bought it?
It was there when I bought it.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Further questions? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here against this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if There is no one on the line at this time who would like to make a comment.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 12530 for Mr. Jason Sutton for the requested variance. The variance will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood or substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development or the adjacent property, and it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12530 has been approved.
Thank you for your time.